This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1165. Get pumped about these English slang phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, our listener Andre asked us about some interesting slang phrases like amped, sick, and dope. What do they mean, and should you use them too? Get all the info that you need today. Hey, Jessica, what is happening? How are you feeling today?
I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped. We got like beautiful weather and this weekend is going to be so rad. In a couple weeks as we're taping this, Mother's Day is happening too. And so I'm stoked about that. I'm going to take James to see the new Pokemon Pikachu movie for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen a preview for that?
I haven't. No.
Oh, God. It's going to be so funny. It's live action. It's not cartoon. And Ryan Reynolds is the voice of Pikachu. It's like Pikachu Detective. It's going to be so funny.
That's awesome.
Excited. Lindsay, are you pumped about anything?
I am really pumped because right about now, let's see, this episode's coming up May 30th. Right about now, I'm going to be making my way up to Maine, the great state of Maine, to run a 10K, which is going to be so crazy.
Cool.
But it's going to be crazy because we're coming back from Japan. I'll see Tuesday morning. I'm getting back into Boston at like 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Oh, gosh.
Then I'm going to go straight up to Maine to run this 10K. I feel like I'm going to be dragging.
That's going to be a rough 10K, man. That's going to feel longer, maybe. But, you know, like with running, I feel like no matter the distance, even if I'm tired and I don't feel like running, if I just push through the first like mile, then it's just kind of like you could just kind of keep going. Like you find a rhythm or whatever. But it always takes me a mile to stop being in my head and being like, I don't want to do this. This
it's
is
really
hard.
Yeah, you'll
be fine.
I'll be okay. I'm not really training for it because we're flying across the world and back in that week before. So they really can't train for a marathon when you're in Japan, you know, running a live event. There's really no time. It's kind of irrelevant. So I'm just going to slog through it. But hey, that's okay. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
It'll be fun. Wait, did you say 5K or 10K?
A 10K, yeah,
a little bit tougher.
I mean, you know, the way I look at it is if you're in decent shape, like you work out regularly, but you don't go crazy, you can slog through a 10K, not a half marathon, though. My friends that I'm going up with, a group of ladies are doing a half marathon, and you cannot slog through. You do have to train for a half marathon, I think.
I agree. Yeah, totally. No, I totally agree. Like, I don't run as often now because I box more, I hike more. And I'm just, I don't know. I just don't do like only the running. But if I do have a Sunday or whatever and it's beautiful, I'll take Ozzy out and we'll run like 4 miles and it doesn't feel like a big deal. But you're right. Yeah. Like just to your point of like, as long as you're in shape and you exercise, like you could go do 3 or 4 miles.
Yeah. Like it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. I think 10K is it more like six? How many miles?
10K is
10K?
Like 6.4 or something.
6.4. Yeah. So it's a little beyond my comfort zone for sure. But hey, it's always good to have an experience that snaps us out of our head, out of our comfort zone, and kind of shocks the body a little bit. And I think that on top of a 15-hour flight across the world will be an interesting week.
You're going to be a little bit out of it after the 10K, I think.
Yeah,
you're going to
be
a little bit like giddy.
Yeah,
you know that feeling like you're just past the point of being tired. And then to layer upon that, the physical exertion as well. You're going to be a little bit loopy. It'll be fun.
It's going to be gnarly, as we say. It's going to be gnarly.
It's going to be a bit gnarly, totally. Gnarly is a word my brother uses a lot. My older brother, he was a guide in the Grand Canyon for, two decades. And he's just a super cool dude. He's always been the older brother that I thought was the coolest. You know, I was like, I want to be like him. He's cool. He listens to heavy metal. But like, he talks like that. He uses gnarly in a lot of different contexts.
Oh, I love that. I mean, apparently we have a listener who does that too.
I know.
We have a listener. Yeah.
Guys, we got this super cool email asking us to like sort of confirm these slang definitions and some really good phrases.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and read the email from our listener, Andre. I hope I pronounced that right. I think I did because he's written in before in past years. He's a longtime listener, Andre, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And he has a really good question. So here it is. He says, hey, babes, you're super dope and I'm totally hooked on your sick podcast. English is gnarly sometimes, but you always make me amped. Wow, that is a sentence full of slang.
I know. It's so good. And it's all used correctly. Like it's all perfect.
Yeah, and none of it's a curse word. Like, this is all, like, legitimate slang, right? Right,
yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Back to normal. Last summer, I was on a road trip with cool parkour guys. They were jumping over everything, and I was taking pictures of them. It was a lot of fun. I had no problem having conversation with them, thanks to you, but sometimes they threw some slang words that I didn't understand, and I felt disconnected. I think I got the meanings in a few days, but they still weren't 100% clear to me. Also, I was confused when one of my Instagram pictures was commented as being sick. I was thinking, what was wrong with it? Until I realized that it was a compliment. I'll be happy if you can talk about it on your podcast. You're amazing. And then he lists a few slang words that he'd like to know about. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So yes, sick. So this is a really cool slang word to describe something that you think is really awesome, right? In fact, on my Honestly English YouTube page, I just did a video about 8 slang synonyms for really cool. Because, Lindsay, like, how often do you say something is cool?
All the time. I mean, our listeners know, especially our listeners that have the transcripts, you guys are reading the word constantly on this show, for sure. Yeah.
I say it all the time. Yeah. Do you ever say something is sick?
I really don't. It's not in my vocabulary, but I know it's in some people's vocabulary.
I do say it sometimes. It's not the most like common synonym, but I definitely say stuff is sick sometimes. I would describe like actions that look really cool, like a skateboard trick or like those parkour guys, like an appearance that's really, really cool or beautiful. I'd be like, oh, that's sick.
Absolutely. And I just want to call out Jessica because we know that you have a YouTube channel that you've been working on. You mentioned it, but real quick. So let's let our listeners know how to go to it, how to find it. And because you've been covering a special lesson on words like this over there, right?
Yeah, guys. So I have a YouTube channel called Honestly English, and this is all what I talk about on there. Slang words, idioms, what native speakers say today in different contexts. And you learn like where some of the phrases come from. And there's really crazy origin stories for some of these phrases. And then also like pop culture. So what movies and music and books should you guys be looking at? So yeah, it's all on Honestly English.
Guys, did you hear that All Ears English is now on Instagram? Yep, it's true. So just search for All Ears English on Instagram and follow our channel. Let's connect over there. See you on Instagram.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool that you go into the origins of the words. We don't talk about that as much on this show, but that's an interesting angle for any of our listeners who are really into words and kind of word nerds, for example, right? If you guys really like to know the origin of words, that's pretty cool to be able to know. So go over there and check that out for sure. Awesome.
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah. So sick is one of them, right? Mm-hmm. And then in that video about cool synonyms, but also in this awesome listener's email, he mentions dope.
Dope.
So like, do you say that?
Like, no, man. Almost never, because I live in Boston, right? So this, as I was reading this question, it really made me feel like he must have been in California.
Yeah.
Because it's not to say that these can only be used in California, but when you go out to California, you get a certain vibe where you hear people using words like this a lot more, especially the surfer crowd.
I feel like it is like more of a West Coast term. It definitely like came, like it definitely has hip hop origins from like the 90s, right?
Yeah.
But I hear younger people using it more today still. Mm-hmm. But it's not a comfortable word for me. Like I never describe something as dope. It was really funny. I was listening to a podcast the other day and Charlize Theron was on there. Yeah. Uh-huh. And right, she's like gorgeous, beautiful Hollywood actress. And she described something as dope. And I was like,
interesting.
That sounds weird.
Interesting. It's weird when we hear certain words start to go mainstream. It's weird. Oh, that's a whole nother topic for another day, how certain words are kind of niched out and eventually they go mainstream and then they become niched out again. It's really weird.
Right. Yeah, it is. Like just how words pass through what's current and popular and out again and back.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. And we should do like a timeline slang episode. Yeah,
for sure. For sure. So maybe let's go through the ones he did. Let's just grab a few of the ones that we like, the ones that we talked about, Jessica. How about this one? So this one, gnarly, is one that he mentioned. This is interesting because it has two pretty different meanings, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. I think it could be a paraphrase for sick. Like, because I hear my brother say that sometimes, my cool brother. Like, again, like if he thinks something is really cool, right?
Yep.
Then he'd be like, oh, dude, that was gnarly. So that is one way. It could be like a positive way, but probably a more common way to use it is to describe something that's like really difficult or challenging.
Yeah, and that's how the listener used it in this email, right? So earlier in the email, he said, I can't remember where it was, but he did mention, English is gnarly sometimes, but you always make me amped. I remember using this more back in the 90s when I was a teenager, and I thought it had gone out of style, but I guess it's still being used.
It's totally still being used. And like, that's not one of my things I say either. It's funny how we just develop our own favorite sort of like language quirks, right?
For sure.
And these things we say all the time. And it's not one of mine, but I definitely do hear other people say it for sure.
And be careful here, guys, because this is where English starts to play tricks on us here. This word is spelled, what is the first, can you imagine what the first letter, I guess our listeners are assuming, unless they have the transcripts inside the iOS app, I'm guessing our listeners are thinking this starts with the letter N, because you would think so, right, Jessica? You would think
of
so.
Of course. Yeah. And it totally doesn't. Maybe I'll research this for a future video on Honestly English. I want to know why it's spelled like this.
Does it start with a K? Does it start with an L? Like, what does it start with?
It starts with a G. Like, what is that about? I mean, English is made up of so many other languages. I'm totally going to figure this out soon. So yeah, gnarly is spelled G-N-A-R-L-Y.
What's that about?
What doesn't make any sense?
Just go with it, guys. Just go with it. It is the way it's spelled. I don't know why. Maybe Jessica will figure it out. That's just the way it is.
So gnarly is spelled in a gnarly way.
Very gnarly.
But the last one that I think both of us really like is amped, to be amped about something.
Yeah, I like that one. And so there's another one that I also wanted to encourage our listeners today to use that I think you and I probably use a little bit more, which is pumped. I'm pumped.
Exactly. Yeah. I love this one. So amped I don't really use. This is funny. We're like teaching these words that neither of us really use. But the point is that lots of people do, or else we wouldn't be teaching it. So amped, I totally say pumped a lot. If I'm super excited about something, like having a conversation with a friend, like, oh, aren't you going to Tokyo soon? And I'd be like, oh, I'm so so pumped for Tokyo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Completely pumped. Can't wait. So that's the more not modern. These are both very modern. It's just that
totally.
I think amped is, it's really about personal style, guys. We're never going to teach you the textbook English that is irrelevant, but there's always going to be certain words that appeal to different kinds of people. And that's why we share where you guys are a broad audience from all over and you have different personalities. So you can pick and choose based on what you hear with us.
Exactly. And the point is that language is fun. English should be fun, right?
Yes.
So if you enjoy saying amped, dude,
go for it.
Like, it doesn't matter if I say it or Lindsay says it.
Yeah.
It's about what you feel good saying, right? What brings you joy when you say it. Mm-hmm. And this is advice that we give our IELTS students as well on the IELTS energy side of things. Like, students ask, well, what vocabulary should I memorize? And it's not about that. It's just like, find phrases that you think are interesting that speak to you and your personality, and that's what you should use.
Exactly, because in that case, the examiner is going to hear it in your voice, hear that personality, improve your pronunciation score. But back over in the general fluency side, I mean, it's so exciting that at your level, guys, you are at this intermediate to advanced level. It's like a blank canvas. You can paint it as you want. Kind of a cliche, but it's true. This is where you get to insert your personality, and there's nothing more exciting than that.
Yeah. So guys, definitely write down a couple phrases that you heard today. Test them out. Just see how they feel coming out of your mouth. Put them into conversations. If it feels good, you know, that's your thing now.
Exactly. And see how people react, right? If you're hanging out with some native speaking friends, see how they land, right? As I say, see what those people, how they react to what you're saying. Just experiment with it. It's just a fun activity. It's fun.
I promise you guys, like if you're talking to a native speaker and you say something is super dope or super sick, they're gonna like raise their eyebrows and smile a bit and be like, I like this person. This is going well.
For sure. Nothing will build that relationship faster. Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. All right. Well, this has been good. And Jessica, earlier you mentioned IELTS, and I want to remind our listeners, guys, we have an awesome IELTS podcast over there called IELTS Energy Podcast. You must go ahead and search for it, because if you're taking IELTS this year, you're going to get the best advice in 15 minutes a day, 3 days a week. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? Even if IELTS isn't a thing for you now, but it might be in the future, just start listening to that podcast. We've had people listening to that for years before they're actually taking the exam, right?
Oh, yeah.
So vocab, skills for listening. Yeah, there's so much in there, guys.
Absolutely. All right, this has been good. Thanks to Andre for asking the great question and for being a longtime listener. All right.
Awesome.
We are out of here for today. Jessica, take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.